with the Business Bunker.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 28th of October. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
I hear you're going on the BBC next Tuesday.
No, I'm not.
To do a television programme.
Stop trying to wheedle your way into my chair.
I can definitely handle the Business Bunker.
No, what would happen if you sat in my chair for the Business Bunker is you'd dribble on for an hour and a half about things you'd eaten.
Oh, we had lovely cheese scones on the Superior
Show. See, here we go.
11 to
what 12. Did I tell you? What did I tell you, listener?
We did. We had a gluten-free baking expert, Deborah Thackeray.
We've just had to sit through this once.
Fabulous.
Why have we got to sit through it all over again?
And then we had Alexander Hunt, or Alexander Cobnut, as I call him. Yeah. Who came in with a couple of trees.
He brought two trees in.
Under his arm.
I know. Tree in each arm.
Yeah. Hey?
What a superhero.
Teresa Green, she was on too.
I used to go to school with a girl called Teresa Green. I really did.
Yeah. I know, you told me that. Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual. Anyway. Who's our show sponsor, may I ask?
Today's show sponsor is Get Growing, which is an East Kent business growth workshop, which is going to be taking place at the Abode Hotel in Canterbury on the 20th of November. And you can find out all about it by going to their website, which is BritishBusinessRoadshow.co.uk. That's BritishBusinessRoadshow.co.uk.
At the Abode.
That's, what?
At the Abode in Canterbury.
At the Abode Hotel in Canterbury.
One of my favourite
20th
haunts.
Of November.
One of my favourite haunts.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
Definitely.
Are you going to the Business Bunker, the Get Growing East Kent Roadshow?
If there's snacks available.
Oh, quite possibly.
Yeah, then I'll go.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, listen, anyway, we'd love to hear from you, the listeners of Kent. And the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with the show while we're live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. That's at VanillaWeb. Send me a tweet. We've already had 30, 40, 50 or 60 tweets, and they're coming in like mad at the moment. So do tweet, and we'll give you a shout-out on air. But I think what we'll do now, Jules, when you finish playing with your phone, is read the first email.
Let's do that. Well, this is about, from the lovely Adrian Kearney, it's about preparing your little hound for the fireworks season.
Oh, right.
And there were some going off last night, actually, so they've already started. And this is Adrian Kearney, who is AK Pet Services Limited. You can find his website, www.akpetservice.co.uk. And he said, many dogs will try to hide when they hear fireworks in a corner or under a bed. This helps them to cope with their fear. You can help your dog by creating a comforting den for them to hide in. And this could be inside a wardrobe.
Really?
With Billy Dean.
There wouldn't be any room in your wardrobe there, would there? You have to walk with Billy Dean. And who was the other chap that you got in there the other day?
I can't remember. That was
someone
with an Irish accent, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One of your guests.
Yeah.
Basically, they've got an Irish accent. Or cupboard, or behind a sofa, this little doglet might hide. You can pad it with old pillows and blankets to help soundproof it. And in the weeks leading up to fireworks season, let your dog have access to this den at all times, mm-hmm. and offer healthy treats and praise when your dog uses it to build a positive association. And a pheromone plug, which is a plug-in that you can get placed nearby, can also add help. And you can get that from pet shops and veterinary practices, and probably Adrian can point you to one. Pheromones are calming scents that dogs can smell, but we cannot. If your dog still prefers a different hiding place, that's fine. They should not be forced out. So, yeah, dogs do have different scents. My dog, for example, rolls in dead old seagulls, Shirley. It's not very pleasant. Always when I'm in a rush as well, I have to go and bath.
Do you know November the 5th? Next week, Firework Day.
It's also
National Stress Awareness Day.
that's
good planning, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be National Sausage Day or something. Yeah. So thank you, Adrian Kearney. That's AK Pet Services. If you want any help getting your dog around, or your cat or your crocodile or anything that needs transporting, contact him on the Twitter.
Cool.
We've had something in from the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And they're inviting you to the Awards of Recognition and Achievement Ceremony. And it's called Let's Party. And it's 8th of November, so coming up next week at Hempstead House Hotel and Spa. 5 p.m. till late. I think you're talking at this, aren't you?
I'm presenting the awards, I am indeed.
You're comparing, aren't you?
I'm comparing what? Apples and oranges.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Will you be in the spa as well, lounging?
I will. While you're talking about that as well, I just got a shout out because I did put out a request on Twitter for some raffle prizes for that event.
Yeah.
And so far, these lovely, lovely people have donated raffle prizes. Silver Blades Ice Rink in Gillingham has donated some...
An ice rink?
Some tickets to go ice skating.
That's lovely.
The Dance Studio in Beckenham have donated tickets to go to the dance studio there. Stour Valley Arts have donated loads of works of art and pictures.
Fabulous.
And things like that. Josie Maguire has donated a copy of her book, Tales from Turkey. A mystery donor, I think is the best thing to say, has donated an Argentinian football shirt signed by Diego Maradona.
Wow.
Why you'd want that, I do not know.
Wow.
And also a big, big thank you to Andy at Tesco's delivery hub at Aylesford, who have donated a huge box of goodies, chocolates and biscuits and all kinds of things, and also a signed calendar of Butts Fizz.
Fabulous.
Would you believe?
Well, what,
that's not the drink, that's the
group.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you, Tesco.
So thank you to all those people that donated raffle prizes to the Kent Deaf Children's Society. It is much, much appreciated.
So what they're saying is to secure your place and book your tickets by Monday the 27th of October, which was yesterday, but you probably wheedle in today.
Yep.
They say go on to 3ws.kdcs.org. And you can also go into them, or you can write it by snail mail. Nobody's going to do that, are they? Or you can email office@kdcs.org. And that is for the 8th of November. Let's party. Lots of prizes and a fabulous evening. It's supporting those who support the first hand and help the barriers to overcome. Let's get rid of the barriers that deaf children have to overcome on a daily basis. Sorry, I was ad-libbing there.
We need someone to help with reading as well.
Well, I was ad-libbing, darling, because it
were
was
you?
Quite long. And
were you?
I had to go around there.
Yeah,
anyway.
Right, OK.
Tickets are now on sale for Leeds Castle Classical Concert, which is summer 2015. This is a diary date. It's a firm favourite with the people of Kent and beyond, and takes place on Saturday the 11th of July. It will feature the world-famous Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Can you say that?
I can, you can't.
Philharmonic.
Guess what I've got for you later?
Conducted by John Rigby.
Uh-huh.
You got me the Philharmonic Orchestra.
No.
Philharmonic.
I've got you an email to read later with a word in it that you have never managed to say ever.
I'm actually having quite a bad day today.
Yeah, again.
I've got my cocoa nibs in my bag.
Just get on with the email.
I need a cocoa nib. Mm. Now, this is in its 37th year, and the concert is a highlight of the summer season. It's set against the stunning backdrop of Leeds Castle, reputed to be the loveliest castle in the world. And the crowd last year sang, there were 11,000 last year, and they sang along to the traditional and uplifting music, waving flags as they enjoyed their picnics in the vast natural amphitheatre at Leeds Castle. Highlights included the Military Wives Choir, a musical flying display by the Battle of Britain flight, and the emotional finale of stunning fireworks and booming field guns. So that was as the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra played the famous 1812 overture. How does that go?
Oh, come on.
Is that William Tell?
It is the William Tell overture.
I knew that. Okay.
It's not, really.
Is it?
No.
How does it go, then?
I'm not going to hum the entire 1812 overture, am I?
Well, just give me
a clue. Get on with it.
No. Anyway, so...
That one. Yeah,
I knew that. Why did you say it was William Tell?
You said it was William Tell, not me.
To go to book your early bird tickets, 3ws.heritageevents.co. Brilliant.
Thank you for that. We've had loads of tweets coming. Do keep your tweets coming. I'm just going to fly through a few of them that have come in so far. We've had F Keys, the Microsoft training people over there in both Medway and Canterbury, who have tweeted in that they are listening. And also Mike Pitt. And Mike reminds me that it's over a year since he was last on the show talking about the power of blogging. And I think it's about time we got him back on, really.
Definitely.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
So welcome, Mike. Thanks for listening in. And also MindFit Golf. Neville at MindFit Golf has tweeted to say he's all tuned in and ready to listen. and Whitstable Produce. So, Vanilla Webb, you knew we'd ask for a shout-out, didn't you? Well, there you go. There's a shout-out for Whitstable Produce. You can follow them on the Twitter at WhitProduce. That's now, their Twitter handle, WhitProduce.
I think they just won an award, another one.
They did, indeed.
They're always winning awards.
Yeah, they did indeed win an award recently. And also, the lovely Zoe Cairns. He's tuning in and saying she's enjoying the show. So thank you, Zoe.
And there's only been, 10 minutes of it. So.
Yeah, sure. Being self-employed is all freedom and adventure, right?
Right.
If you say no, does it feel instead like you have a never-ending to-do list? The From R to R 80-day challenge is for you if you are a freelancer, business owner or entrepreneur who is ready to make some changes and embrace a fully rounded, purposeful, passionate, calm and contented life. The challenge is for you if you have a handle on work, but there just doesn't seem to be enough time to look after yourself and your health. You are looking to upscale what you do, but aren't sure where to begin without dropping all the plates that you're currently spinning. Everything with work is good, and you like what you have going on, but there's no one to share it with, and it feels really lonely at the top. Or you feel overwhelmed, lost or confused. There are so many things which you could do that you don't know which to do first, or you've lost your sense of self. You are happy with what's going on, your relationships are good, but there's never enough money. If any of those things are bothering you and you work for yourself, then you probably need to go on Ebony Allard's workshop. And you can find out about that by following Ebony on her website, which is Ebony Allard, EBONIEALLARD, ebonyallard.co.uk. Or you can book the workshop at Entrepreneur Enabler, that's all one word, entrepreneurenabler.com/80days to R. Both of those websites will be on the Kent Business Radio website link pages for you to find out later, so you don't need to write them down. They are on the Kent Business Radio website, and everything you hear today in terms of website addresses will be on the radio show website later on. So do check out the R to R workshop.
That sounds very interesting. Mm-hmm. A big hello to Telcare on the Twitter. They say it's time for the Business Bunker with him at Vanilla Webb and her at Jules Serkin. So
you're reading from the top of the Twitter list.
I might expect that they're pushing in phone lines as we speak.
I'm sure they are.
There's one here. Hi, Paul, with no mention of me. Can you excel? I think this is a little pun here. And give this a plug, please, and spread that word and make a PowerPoint. It's free. He's good, isn't he? This is from the fabulous Alex Waterton, and it's a free networking lunch and seminar. Anywhere, anytime, any device, cloud computing with Office 365. It's going to be held at the Innovation House, Discovery Park, Ramsgate Road, Sandwich, Kent. And that's C for Charlie, T for Tango, 139, N for Norman, D for Dominic. And it's on the 7th of November. 12 noon networking lunch followed by power pack session, and they're going to be covering things like why you and your business need cloud technology, why you and your staff need anytime, anywhere, any device workability, why your clients need to see your business improve efficiently, reduce risk and deliver your promise. And also they'll be covering Office 365 applications, power tools and time saving tips. Now, to book your place, you can call F Keys on 01-6634-512345. That's 01-6634-512345. And you can also tweet them on at F Keys. And, of course, that will be on the Business Bunker website too. So that sounds very good. On the, when was it? The November the 7th.
Fantastic, thank you. We've had a tweet from ADM Computing in Canterbury. Says, looking forward to listening to the Business Bunker and looking forward to hearing Nigel from Purple Tangerines and Shirley from Grown Up Business later on the show, which means they're obviously fed up listening to you, Jules.
Of course, and you.
And while we're talking about Canterbury, I just want to say a massive, massive well done to the lovely Debbie Barwick, who owns the Revival's vintage shop in St Peter Street, Canterbury.
She hasn't kitted you out again, has she?
She is celebrating 25 years in business.
Wow.
So well done. It's a fabulous emporium. You need to get yourself over there. It's three floors of vintage clothing, and there is some amazing stuff in there.
And to do that in Canterbury with the rates as they are is pretty, my hat goes out to her, because you know what the rates are like in Canterbury.
Tell me about it.
There is a bespoke parties. Now, remember last week, listen, if you were tuning in, we had the lovely guests on, but this is about story time. It's interactive storytelling with puppetry and play. This can be for schools or privately, or even little pubs if they wanted to put these on. Mums and dads are welcome to join in or relax while the storytellers from Amarillo Arts lead children on an adventure of the imagination. Perfect for weddings, festivals, parties, etc. And let's have a look. The website is www.amarilloarts.co.uk and you can email party@amarilloarts.co.uk. You can also choose the theme and they will create the adventure, they say. So it can be a treasure hunt, fairy tales, or a journey into outer space.
Fantastic.
Sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what we're going to do now?
I think you should have a journey into outer space.
Really?
Have you been frolicking Fleetwood Mac lately?
Have I?
Yeah, have you?
I don't know, have I?
There's been a little frisson.
Have I? No, there's no frisson involved at all.
You bump into them occasionally, don't you?
I bump into Chrissy McVeigh now and again.
Oh, yeah. Take her down the pub?
No, I just bump into Chrissy McVeigh now and again.
I feel she's here somewhere in the studio.
In spirit.
Maybe.
My friends say I'm acting. If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm on Blackjack, keep your hands off my stack.
Temp Network have hundreds of vacancies across West Kent. We offer ongoing work, weekly pay and a variety of shift patterns to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531-777.
Let's work it to the bone, 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 come on, work.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 28th of October. That was a bit of Fleetwood Mac everywhere and some station information for you. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our first guest of today, Mr. Nigel Jones of Purple Tangerine. Nigel, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. Why don't you tell the listener a little bit about Nigel and Purple Tangerine?
Thanks, Paul. It's good to be here as well. You're in deepest Kent. I've been running Purple Tangerine now we're in our 15th year. We're based in Kent as well, in a little village called Charing.
Oh, I know well. Lovely.
Yeah, it's about 10-15 miles from here. Mm-hmm. I suppose I've been an entrepreneur all my life.
Sure.
Set the Purple Tangerine up, having come out of large London agencies.
Who were you with before?
I was with Saatchi's in the late 80s.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. And then WPP.
Right, okay. Oh, even smaller.
Oh, so the players, wow.
And so we've been running the Purple Tangerine now 15 years, and it's primarily a sports marketing business.
Right.
So we work with celebrities such as racing drivers, golfers, football players, football managers.
Do you specialise in one particular area of sport? Although you just run through a couple there before I could ask the question. Or is it sport of any kind?
It's any kind.
Yeah.
I suppose we've got more experience in football, golf and motorsport than others, but we do work across a whole array of sports. I mean, our business even goes out to Asia, where we've worked on more than 30 events over the last 10 years.
Right.
For such as the Phuket Marathon, Koh Samui Regatta,
right,
Bangkok Airways Golf Open. So, yeah, it's a real, real wide, eclectic bunch of clients.
Fantastic. I mean, having had some experience myself many years ago in motorsport, I know how difficult it can be to raise sponsorship. But I want to talk about that because a lot of people don't understand the power of things like that. And maybe you could give us some insights into why it's as effective as it actually is.
Yeah, I mean, sponsorship is a very effective marketing tool, which is, I would say, is underused by a lot of brands or businesses, particularly small ones who think that, you know, it's only the likes of Coca-Cola or IBM or HP or Heineken that can actually use sponsorship effectively.
Sure.
When the reality is, for a small amount of money, a small, medium-sized company can really make a difference, use sponsorship to make a difference, not just to drive their sales, but to increase staff morale and meet a whole array of business objectives.
Sure.
I think the thing with sponsorship is it's an emotional part of the marketing mix because, you know, if you're associating your brand with a team that someone supports, then you're right in the emotional hot button of that person's psyche.
Yeah.
And so you can influence them a lot easier than you can with just a straight advert.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And as you say, one of the things that interests me is a lot of people that don't know, as you say, especially small businesses, when they think about sponsorship in motorsport, at least, they think, well, you know, I'm going to have my name on the side of a car that's going past more than 100 miles an hour, you know, what's the point of that? But But it's much, much bigger than that, isn't it? Mm. It's almost, you know, one of the things we talk a lot about on the Business Bunker Show is networking and things like that. And corporate hospitality and corporate sponsorship at race events is a massive, massive part of networking and getting people there.
Yeah, one of our clients is a Kent-based company called Netbox Digital. In fact, this is the second year they've been in the Kent, I think it's called the Mega Growth 50.
Yeah.
The second year they've been in the top 10 fastest growing companies in Kent. And they use motorsport sponsorship,
yeah.
Not on a massive scale like you know, like sort of Santander, but they're sponsoring a young driver called Tom Ingram, who's in the British Touring Car Championship.
Right. Okay.
And we advised Netbox to get involved with Tom because they're a new company and they're fast growing, and Tom is one of the youngest on the grid in touring cars last year. So they have a lot in common in that they're both, in a way, rookies, and they're both about speed. Netbox is a business which is about copying, printing, scanning technology in the office. And so there was a natural link. And, yeah, they used it primarily to entertain and hospitality for their main clients across the southeast, so London and the southeast. And obviously the Touring Car Championship comes to Brands Hatch twice a year, so it's an ideal opportunity for them to get involved.
Absolutely. We could talk about motor racing all day because it's something that I've been passionate about in the past. But let's broaden it out because Purple Tangerine do more than just motor racing. As you intimated earlier, you're into golf and football and loads of other things. So give us some insights into the different types of marketing that you do. On behalf of clients in those marketplaces,
sure.
Obviously, and then also how people not in those marketplaces might be able to utilise some of that.
Yeah, I think sponsorship is only one part of the marketing mix. We're not a sponsorship agency, we're a marketing agency, and sponsorship just happens to be one of the tools that we regularly recommend to our clients. But I think at the heart of all this is really the brand, and every client we meet or work with, we always do a brand analysis for them, and just to ascertain just exactly who they are. And I've over the years called this sort of Brighton Rock theory, in the sense if you have a stick of candy from, sorry, that sounds a bit American there. From
candy.
Yeah.
Candy.
If you have a stick of rock from Brighton, if you break
Sweet
it,
tea.
it'll say Brighton inside it all the way along, Brighton Rock. So what, and this, I think this is something that comes out of being at Saatchi's years ago, is that the strategy there was that if you broke that stick of rock, that brand message should be there for a brand. So if you take a brand like Disney, if you break their stick of rock anywhere along the line, it should say magic. And whether that be how you feel at their reception in Hammersmith or the way you feel in one of their hotel rooms in Paris, the brand always should say magic. And any business, whether they're a one-man operation or a multinational, if they use that system of identifying who they are and what's at the core of their brand DNA, they can create really creative and emotional marketing campaigns.
Absolutely. If you don't mind me asking, I mean, again, thinking from a small business perspective, a lot of small businesses don't really do marketing. They don't really understand, and you know,
they don't even have a budget.
No, exactly, and they just don't see it because they don't really understand what it is. So for a small business, I don't know, I don't want to be too prescriptive about this, but a small business, you know, turning over around £1 million mark, let's say, and they start to think about brand establishment, what is it they need to think about? You know, so many people don't even understand their own brand. Where's the starting point for a small business with something like that?
I think if you look at other brands that say, you know, we've worked on over the years and look at what their brand, Brighton Rock, is.
Yeah.
If you take something like, I don't know, Philadelphia cheese, you know, on the surface, people will say, well, that's a cheese.
Mm.
Actually, it's not a cheese. It's about indulgence. Mm. And it's about permission. So the brand attributes or core DNA of Philadelphia is permissible indulgence. So as soon as you have that, you can actually look for sponsorships or PR campaigns or adverts that reflect that. And you're tying into the emotional experience the customer experiences when they eat Philadelphia cheese, or whether they just about to, or whether they want or crave it, and then you can actually drive them to buy the product.
Absolutely.
So it's far better to sell permissible indulgence than it is creamy cheese.
Yeah. Now some people might actually think about that as kind of a little bit pretentious and stuff like that, where you say, you know, it's not cream cheese, it's indulgence.
Pretentious, what?
Yeah, but it's not. It really is a focuser. Many, many years ago, I worked as a management consultant, and I was a junior on a team that was dealing with a French nappy company. And they had made...
Merde.
They had made Terrytown nappies for years and years and years. They were one of the first people into the market that were looking at disposable nappies. And one of the guys said to them, yeah, but they were trying to devise an advertising strategy. And he said, what is it you do? And he said, we make nappies. And he went, yeah, but that's merd. Yeah, that's, you know, that's not taking you anywhere. He said, you know, try and think about it in a different way. Anyway, to cut a long story short, they came up, the company themselves said, well, we're in the mother, baby and toddler comfort market. And from that, but the interesting thing is, from thinking about that, they suddenly developed a whole stream of products that they hadn't thought about because they had a refocus on what it is they were in. And Produce, for that was the name of the company, they were one of the first people that started doing things like, trainer nappies and incontinence pants and all kinds of things that they hadn't ever thought about before, just because they rethought from that point of view. So it's a really powerful thing, as you say, Nigel.
Yeah, and I think the thing with that is, if you are a small business out there and you say, as you say, on £1 million turnover, and you don't think you can afford to have this kind of advice, the easiest way to do it is try to think about what emotion your customer experiences when they actually use your product or service. That might be discovery, it might be adventure, it might be a whole array of things. And that's what you tap into. Also, think about what the customer's buying. You know, a classic question is, does Black & Decker sell drills, or does it sell the holes in the wall? Because the customer's not buying the drill, really. He's trying to buy the solution of what that drill gives you. At the other end of the spectrum, does Max Factor sell makeup, or does it sell hope?
No hope for you,
or a mask in some people's case.
But these are the questions, you know, any decent marketeer would ask of a client, and because once you understand that, then you can choose the right sponsorships that actually reflect that brand, and you'll drive your business forward.
Okay, so as an agency yourself, you tend to specialise in the sports marketplace. But you do marketing services for non-sports related businesses?
Yeah, completely, completely. I mean, we've worked with lots of brands over the years. We just started working with a company also in Kent. So I'm focusing on Kent here because we're in Kent.
Yeah, sure.
We do lots of things outside Kent.
We're also in the USA, you know.
And we're in the USA. There's a small medium-sized business called Ability Plus, which is based, Ability Plus. They've got a few shops in the Medway area, and they specialise in providing sort of products for people of a certain age who want to stay longer in their homes. Right. So we're working with them at the moment.
Is that why Jews know them?
But they sell mobility scooters, stairlifts, things like that, and you know that's a company to watch out for. Really well run. They put the customer first.
Well, their brand is already out there, isn't there? If even
yes.
I've heard of them, Andrews.
Well, yes. you're a customer, so
yeah. And then you know the other end is on a larger scale. We work with St Pancras Station, which is also in Kent, on their finding sponsors for their art exhibit there, which is the Terrace Wires. I don't know if everyone remembers the Olympic rings were hanging at St Pancras.
Yeah.
They came down obviously as the Olympics left, and what St Pancras found is there was almost a 25% increase in traffic to the station to see those rings. So they replaced them with an art competition called the Terrace Wires, because the actual art hangs up the terrace in St Pancras on wires from the ceiling. And we're in our second art piece there at the moment. They change it every 7 months.
Right.
The new one goes up every 7 months.
So are you looking at overseas people to sponsor that as well?
Yeah, part of the targets are really into the European market, because the trains obviously arrive in St Pancras from France, and they seem to come in from Germany as well. So it is a good opportunity for a European brand to get involved there. Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Well, those art installations, where are you sourcing them from? How does that happen?
Yeah, it's an art competition that's run by St Pancras, and there's actually a judging panel which includes someone from the University of the Arts and Evan Davis from the BBC. The competition started a couple of years back, and the entries were sent in from prominent artists. Lucy Autors was the first one up there, which was called Clouds last year, and there's currently a David Batchelor piece hanging there. But it's really impressive, and you know the station is so different. I mean, it's not really a train station; it's a destination.
Right.
Again, I think a large percentage of the people at the station, they get a million people going through there every week. About 20-25% of them are not going there to travel; they're going there to eat and shop and look at the art.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was gobsmacked. I went to Oxford Street. Well, I went to London this last Thursday and trolled down Oxford Street afterwards on the way back home. I was gobsmacked that the shops are open till 10 o'clock at night now in Oxford Circus and around there. And I was thinking about people's work-life balance.
That's such a shame.
It's just gone, because all those shop workers are there till 10 o'clock at night, working weekends as well. When do they eat? When do they see their family? When do they see their kids? Quite a shocking, for me as an old bird, quite a shocking change to people's working hours.
Yeah. As someone that's worked shifts since I was 14 years old, I think that's a lot of old nonsense, Jules.
Yeah, but I was asking them, and a lot of them are not working shifts.
Well, of course they are.
Actually, well, a lot of them are not.
Well, they're on the evening shift, aren't they?
No.
They haven't been there for 22 hours. That's illegal.
I know it is, but a lot of them are sort of... I mean, my daughter's 26, and she has to do Sundays. She only gets Saturday off.
And?
Where's your Sunday lunch, is what I'm saying. Work-life balance. Where's your roast lamb on a Sunday?
See, it always comes down to food. When am I going to scoff
family
a roast dinner?
Family getting round the table.
Yeah. We're going to give a shout-out on the Twitter to some of Nigel's clients. We've got Kevin Nicholson... One, that's Kevin Nicholson with the number one at the end on the Twitter, so do give Kevin a follow. And Kevin is the
first team coach at Cardiff City Football Club.
Wow.
The greatest team in football the world has ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, Kevin is one of the youngest managers in the Football League. He's just been appointed first team coach there.
Well done,
Kevin. And that we wouldn't imply from that last statement that Nigel was in any way Welsh related at all.
But he does like a
leek. My surname is Jones.
Yeah, he likes a leek and a Welsh cake.
Yeah, yeah. And also a big shout out on the Twitter to @SpiceBarn. SpiceBarn, SpiceBarn.
Yeah, Spice Barn is one of our clients, which is a company called Bit Spicy. And they're based in Kent as well. And they produce they allow you to make restaurant style curries at home by buying their spices. There's around 50 spices in their ranges.
Okay. Mm.
So you can get Indian, Southeast Asian, Mexican, North African rubs.
Oh,
and vegetarian, of course.
You love a North African rub, don't you?
I could do with a North African rub right now. Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. Good. So Spice Barn on the Twitter, give them a follow. And thank you, Nigel. We could talk about this forever, but sadly we're running out of time. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Can you give us a quick shout out for Purple Tangerine's website, Twitter handle, Facebook page, or whatever you want to be known by, so that our listeners can follow up and check you out and see if they can work with you and send you loads of nice money?
Yeah, our main website is purpletangerine.com. And then we have I'm a players agent as well, football players agent, and that website is footballstudio.net. If you follow us on Twitter, it's at P Tangerines. I think someone in China got the app Purple Tangerine, so it's at P Tangerines.
Fantastic.
And yes,
lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Thank you so much for that. It's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show. But for the moment, Nigel Jones of Purple Tangerine, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you.
And listeners, do have a look at Nigel's website,
yes,
and both the website for his marketing company and the football management company, and do check out two of the clients that you mentioned, Mr. Kevin Nicholson, one on the Twitter, and Spice Barn on Twitter. Cool.
And just to say, we've had a tweet from Alex Waterton, and apparently there was an extra 6 in the phone number, so the number to go on this free networking lunch and seminar, anytime, any device, cloud, computing, etc., Office 365, which is in Sandwich in Kent, 7th of November. The number to call is 01634 512 345, and our apologies for the extra 6 that we popped in there.
Cool. We've had a couple of tweets from some new listeners. Herne Bay Photo Club says, hi Vanilla Web, that's me. Herne Bay Photo Club showcase exhibition on the 20th to the 23rd of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the BAG, B-A-G, BAG, Herne Bay. Mini workshops, discounted membership, free draw. So if you want to find out some more about that, give them a follow on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is Herne Bay Photo C, all one word, Herne Bay Photo C on the Twitter. We've also had BDR Consulting. Please do a shout out for BDR Consulting, the friendly company for all your civil and structural engineering needs. You could do with some of that.
I do, yes, structural.
Some structural engineering.
Yeah, well, I've already got the false knee. What else?
Yeah.
What else do I need?
You need propping up, don't you?
Fine. No, I'm fine.
You know, she needs an RSJ listener.
Well, you've just learned about that because you're having your extension done, just showing off. Yeah, have you got RSJs then?
No. I'm not having RSJs.
You're having a bit of 2B2
in? I'm having oak beams, aged oak beams, if you must know.
You don't want to do it like that.
Yeah,
you'll get wood louse or something in it, won't you?
Yeah.
North Kent Business, that's the FSB, 12th of November, Dickens World, Leviathan Way, Chatham, Kent.
Leviathan, you said it.
Leviathan.
I stuck that in because you can't do Leviathan.
I hope Nurse Jill is listening in Maryland.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. Chatham in Kent. Meet like-minded business owners, fellow members of the FSB, and hear from our guest speaker. Who is the guest speaker? We don't know. Anyway, this is from Neville Gaunt, and it's the North Kent branch. Who is?
Oh, the North Kent. Is it? No, it's not me. The North Kent branch.
Yeah.
Or the AGM.
It's the North Kent.
Oh, sorry, I don't know who the speaker is on that. I know Hillary Steele's speaking at the AGM.
Is that in Folkestone?
No, that's in Maidstone.
All right. Well, there must be a lot of them then, because I'm speaking at one in Folkestone.
Are you? There
must be lots. Anyway, you need to phone 01622 688 134. And the email is office.kent@f.freddy.s.sugarb.org.uk. And that's the 12th of November at 5:15, North Kent Business Clinic. Of course, it's the Kent Business Tweet-Up this Thursday. That's Thursday the something or other. I think it might be the 30th, is it? And it's at Lendlis.
It normally is, 2 days after the 28th.
At Lendlis, free parking. And
is that in Roper Road, Canterbury?
It is. And the speaker is Mad Cat Brewery, who a lovely man called Peter Meany.
Oh, right, Mad Cat Brewery.
Yeah.
I know.
He was on the Scoff and Quaff show last week, and snapped him up to talk because he's very interesting. He's based in Faversham.
He is indeed.
We don't hear a lot about Faversham, do we?
Well, I don't know.
We want to hear more from Faversham.
Yeah. Faversham's a nice place. It's really up and coming, especially down by the creek.
My daughter's just bought a little house there.
No, really? You're not trying to sell it by any chance?
No, it's just...
I've got a client in Faversham.
Have you?
Who is it?
The QE Grammar School.
Oh, right.
All right, okay. Yeah.
One of the best grammar schools in Kent.
There you go.
It's got a very good rep. It's got an even better rep now.
I had a tweet from Chris Pollard.
He's having lunch somewhere gorgeous.
He's having lunch and he says, hi, Nigel, good to hear you.
Hi, Chris.
There you go.
Right, there's he's just lolling on a beach, the picture I saw him. I don't think he's tuning in. I think he's just eating donkey cheese. Create is back. This is Thursday the 27th of November, and it's at Fruitworks in conjunction with the University of Kent Business School. It's a free, fun networking event, and you can link through to find out more on kentbusinessradio.co.uk, along with everything that you hear on the show, listener.
Okay, I've had a tweet which you won't like at all.
Claire Reeve.
From Claire Reeve.
She says,
that is indeed nonsense. She said, shift working and more hours equals more jobs, more money, more opportunities and for more people. You're absolutely right, Claire.
Well, Claire.
We'll ignore Jules.
No, your opinion, but in my experience, when you're trying to get family together on a Sunday and they're all working on a Sunday and they've got no choice...
This is a woman who would go absolutely ballistic if she went out for a Sunday lunch and there was no staff there.
Yeah, shift working. But when you're forced to do it 7 days a week, that is not
pleasant. It's not legal to force anybody to do it.
No, but they do it for more money. Is it me or is there a big helicopter?
There's a big helicopter overhead being a real nuisance.
Coming to
us.
Take you to the BBC next Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Kent and Victor Chamber have a networking breakfast with business. It includes a full English. It's 8 to 9.30. It's an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight, to highlight your products, services and explain how these can help other businesses. They are on Friday the 31st, it's at the Hilton Maidstone Hotel, and also on Tuesday the 11th of November at AMF Bowling, Ashford, and also on Wednesday the 12th of November, Best Western Manor Hotel, Gravesend. The guest speaker on the 13th of November is Zoe Cairns, on the importance of being social with your online activities, and that's at the Maidstone Museum in Maidstone.
Cool. I just want to read out some award winners, actually, from the ABC Networking Awards that was held last week.
And
I've got a list of some of the award winners here. And the Customer Service Award winner was Chris Verbiest from Verbo Computers. The Best 60 Seconds presentation was by Ben Leach from BLIT System Solutions.
I wonder if there's a YouTube of that speech.
I don't know.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I bet it was really good. I happen to know, I'm sure Ben won't mind me mentioning this, Ben actually suffers from Asperger's as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so what a fabulous achievement to do that. And it just shows you, for those businesses out there that are a teeny bit frightened about doing presentations and networking and things like that, it just shows you what can be done. So a massive well done to Ben. The most promising new business was Expertise Home Care, which is a lovely Natalie Richards and Harriet Smith. If you remember, they were on the Business Bunker a couple of weeks ago. The award winner for services to the ABC members was Grace Kelly from 21st Century Flooring. The best business was Gary Kemp from Tower Design and Print. I remember him when he was in Spandau Ballet.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, and
good singer.
Yeah. Outstanding achievement was Meta Fitness Studio, Ross Cowan and Phil Snowden. So well done to all the winners from the ABC Networking Awards dinner last week.
Brilliant.
Fantastically
well
done.
Where was that held, do you know?
Sorry?
Where was that held?
I don't know, actually.
Was it the Mercure?
I don't know where it was held, to be honest.
Dear Paul, there's a meet-up. It's on Friday the 31st of October, 9.30 to 12.30 at the Horsebridge Centre. That's in Whitstable. At Charlie Tango 5, 1AF for Freddie. And this is, you need to go on to www.kentcreativelive.org. How to create content for your blog, website and social media with Sian Murphy. And also how to do a headshot retouch in Photoshop with Richard Torval.
Cool. You mentioned Lenny's tweet up earlier. Well, I've got a whole list of tweet ups, so I'm going to read them all.
Do.
From the Kent Business tweet up website. Canterbury's Wednesday the 5th of November. There'll be fireworks there, won't there?
There will, yes, definitely.
And I believe that that's normally at the Miller Arms. It doesn't
Miller
say
Miller Arms, yeah.
Yeah. There's the Faversham tweet
Arga
up.
That's Arga Gordon, of course. Dr. Arga Gordon, who will
on
be
Wednesday
hosting.
At the Miller
yep.
Arms
yep.
In Canterbury. On Monday the 10th of November. From 9.30 to 11.30am in Faversham.
Yes.
Do you know where that is?
I do, just when I said it was never mentioned. And now we've had two mentions of Faversham.
Of Faversham, yeah, we have.
All three.
Yeah.
That is at the Brogdale.
Oh, Brogdale.
One of your favourite haunts.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Donna. Hello, Donna. And Tiddly Pom, they're there.
Yep.
And Madcap Brewery.
Thank you.
All there.
Do you want a complete list? Do you want to name all the apples?
Is that 9.30? Oh, yeah, Mr. Bramley.
Yeah.
Is there?
It's 9.30 to 11.30am at Brogdale's at Faversham. The Faversham tweet up Monday the 10th of November. Whitstable, Thursday the 20th of November. That will be in a Hotel Continental on Beach Street.
On the seafront.
Yeah. And then, as you said earlier, Lenley's on Thursday the 28th of November. That's in Roper Road, Canterbury.
I'm hosting the Lenley's one until next year when I'm passing over my banner to a lovely, lovely man, Mark Reed. Mark Reed, Ironclad Business Services, is going to take over.
Oh, I know Mark. He used to be my bank manager.
Yeah.
HSBC.
Yeah. Now he's got his own business called
Blimey, Ironclad. Blimey, Hannah, Mark, you're fallen. Working with you now.
I'm retiring at my ripe old age. I've done all I
would.
I set up the tweet up in 2009 with Ken Lloyd.
Did you?
And now we're passing it to, you know, young blood like Mark. He's got, yeah, he's going to
nice
take
one.
Up. He said he's going to wear a wrap dress and pretend to be me. Nobody will notice.
I'm saying nothing.
He's huge. You've seen him. He's
I know Mark. He really was my bank manager for a while.
He's a very good bank manager.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Brant McNaughton over there at Echo Media. Hi, Brant.
Hello, Brant.
Thanks for joining us. And Keith Wilkins.
Oh.
Keith, Beefy. Hello, mate. Haven't spoken to you for ages. We haven't tuned in for a while, but Avocet will be listening today from their new offices at the historic dockyard in Chatham. That's Avocet Recruiting. And in their new offices in the dockyard in Chatham.
Oh.
So welcome to Keith, Karen and the team at Avocet Recruitment.
They must have a river view.
What?
They must have a river view.
Quite possibly, yeah.
There's a ball. It's a black tie charity ball on the 14th of November, which is a Friday. And it's in aid of the Take Heart Mercy Mission. And the aim of the evening is to raise funds to send to a team of surgeons in Sri Lanka to perform life-saving heart operations on children who otherwise would not have a chance. So this is an amazing, amazing charity. And the evening is a three-course meal, live band, silent auction, raffle, and the Blues Bar will be open 6 p.m. with the meal in the Great Hall at 7:30 and carriages at 1 a.m.
Cool.
If you don't have a carriage, you can probably get a cab. A table of 10 is £500 with individual places at 55. Now you need to get hold of Nick Nicolai, who's the area sales manager of Gillingham Football Club, and you can phone him on 077 80 880465, nick@priestfield.com, and that's on the Kent Business website as well.
Fantastic, thank you for that. Claire Reeves, who is known on the Twitter as Claire On Air Live, that's C-L-A-R-E, Claire On Air Live, and Claire's a voiceover artist, and she says, today, Business Bunker Vanilla Web, I've been recording voiceover for phone messaging for the Middle East and explainer firms for the USA.
Wow.
Nice one, Claire. Cool.
In an English accent, no doubt.
Quite possibly in a very nice young lady English accent, I would imagine.
Young lady.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Bible for small business owners to be launched at Business Solutions Seminar. And the seminar in Maidstone will be the launch pad for a new book to help small business owners and entrepreneurs to be more organised. The informative session aimed at small and start-up businesses, entitled Solutions Not Problems, will feature speakers from High Growth Kent, Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and the Kent author of the recently published business Bible, The Organised Business. It's going to be held in the Orangery at Turkey Mill on Wednesday the 12th of November from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And some of the topics to be discussed during the evening include Escalate Funding, the Growth Accelerator Programme, getting new customers, and advice on how to scale your business. And there'll be also Kent businessman William Wood, who wrote The Organised Business. He'll be presenting, offering advice and tips to key figures in the small business community on the theme of his new book. So if you'd like to know more, you can go to www.theorganisedbusiness.co.uk, and the book costs £9.99. And you can find out details on that website or on kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Cool. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Well, are we going to have some tunage?
We're going to have a bit of tunage, and then we're going to speak to our next guest when we come back from
that. Suddenly feel very old.
Really?
You know, so like when you wake up in the morning, sometimes you look in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
A bit like, you know, Maggie.
I know Maggie.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home.
sun when it's in your face really shows your age. But that don't worry me none. In my eyes, you're everything. I laughed at all of your jokes. My love, you didn't need to coax. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried. Save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand. But you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed. And in the morning kick me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
Contemplation, inspiration, and manifestation from www.mikewaterton.com.
Jobsinkent.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 28th of October. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the Business Bunker Show our next guest, Shirley Mansfield. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Paul.
It's
hi, Jules.
It's a year.
Lovely to have you back.
A year.
It's a whole year.
Is it really? Is it that long since you were last on? Wow. Shirley, you've been a busy girl since last year as well.
I haven't.
Yeah.
I have. My fingers have been whizzing across the keyboards like there's no tomorrow.
Absolutely. Shirley, for those of you that don't know, and there can't possibly be anybody out there in the business community that doesn't know this, has recently completed and is about to launch her new book, The Grown-Up Business.
In fact, it goes on sale today.
Today?
On Amazon.
Isn't it good when a plan comes together?
Oh, well, only because the publisher's got the wrong date. Hey-ho, that's a whole different story.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about... Well, I want to explore this from two angles, actually, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I want to know a bit about the book and stuff like that, obviously, mm-hmm. because that's really important, and I know what your background is in terms of coaching businesses. But I also want to know a little bit about the process of writing the book and how you felt about that.
Okay.
So I don't know which one you want to deal with first, but...
I don't mind. Well, let's talk about the book first, then.
Yeah.
Well, as you and a lot of the listeners know, I've been a high growth business coach now for the last 5 years, and this book is actually a big thank you to all of my clients. It really takes you through that whole journey about growing your business up. So I work with companies that want to grow, that want to succeed, that want to be the best, and at some point they have to stop doing things the way they were doing it and become a grown-up business. And it just became a phrase that I used with all of my clients. You need to become a grown-up business, doing things in a grown-up type of way. And so the book's filled with 10 chapters of the types of things that you need to do. And also in the book, there's 47 true case studies.
Wow, okay.
All of which are my clients. Some of which are very unhappy because I've changed their names from male names to female names to protect their identity.
Oh, right, okay.
So, but rest assured, they're all true in there.
Okay.
And
so Dick Serkin's in there, is he?
He may well be. He may well be. Cool. It'll be interesting to see how many of my clients actually can pick up which is them and recognise themselves. And also look at the solutions that I give at the end of each section in terms of hints, tips, checklists, templates and all of those sorts of things. But it's a book that you can dip in and out of. Mm. You don't have to read it from cover to cover. Mm. Probably need to read the first couple of chapters straight off and then dip in, dip out.
Mm. Well, I downloaded the freebie first chapter before the book was published.
And that cost you a tweet, didn't it?
It did indeed, yeah. Mm. And I started reading that, and very interesting it was too. So
excellent.
I'm looking forward to reading the rest of it, and I have got a copy of the book now. So.
Well, strangely enough, I thought I'd better bring a little gift
absolutely,
for you.
Absolutely.
I hope you signed it, Shirley.
I haven't done.
Well, you will do.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sure she will.
I'll have to charge for that, though.
Well, it's a lot of that going on around here today, isn't there? Charging me for things.
There's a step-by-step programme as well in this book, though, isn't there? Mm. Which looks interesting.
Yes,
tell us about
there
that.
Is. There is. It takes you right through, really, from the start of your business, right the way through until it becomes a mature, grown-up business. That's the key thing. About it. It's all about a journey, and at each stage there's a whole pile of challenges that appear and... on the horizon, and it's that classic thing, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. Is that because you're getting to the end of the tunnel, or is it a big train hurtling towards you?
Absolutely.
You know, you don't know, and unfortunately for business owners, whilst running a business can be fantastic fun, it can be really lonely.
And hard work.
Really hard
Hugely
work.
Hugely hard,
hard
work.
Work. You know, if you want to work shorter hours in the interim, forget it. Yeah. You know, building a business is all about packing in the hours. But you can do that in the short term. You get the rewards at the end. And the rewards for becoming a grown-up business is more money, more profit, more time, more choice, more opportunities. And pretty much for most business owners, that's what they want.
Yeah. I don't know if I can remember this properly, but there was an aphorism, and I'll probably get this wrong, but it was something like, there are some people that will do things that other people don't want to do, so that eventually they can do other things that other people can't do.
Yes.
And that kind of aptly describes what you were saying about entrepreneurship, isn't it? It's a long-term strategy. It's a risk.
Very much so, very much. And you have to remember that so many people set up their businesses because they love doing it.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Passionate.
You know, they're really passionate about it. For example, the example I use most of the time is somebody who loves fishing and decides to set up a fishing tackle retail operation online.
Sure.
You know, and they could probably talk to you for hours about the strength of a piece of line and which reel they should have and all of that sort
Boiling
of stuff.
Bait.
In the meantime, the bookkeeping's not getting done and the marketing's not getting done and all of those types of things. So at some point, unfortunately, business owners have to stop doing what they love.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it just becomes a job that they pay themselves for.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more right. As an angel investor, one of my big frustrations with dealing with some very clever people with the businesses that they ask me to invest in is that they really, especially when you've put money into a business, because a lot of people then take their foot off the gas. And what they do is they focus on the bit that they like doing. And they don't focus on the bit that nobody likes doing, which is getting out there and selling and all the rest of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And one of the other things is, of course, is when you start to get stressed or uptight about the business, then you always revert back to the things that you like doing.
Mm.
And unfortunately, then the stress just multiplies because you're not doing the things that you should be doing.
Yeah,
you have 5,000 emails in your inbox.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there's so much. But so much of this book is to say to business owners, this isn't new.
Mm.
Every business owner that's built a big business, whether you want to look at, you know, Ray Kroc from McDonald's or Bezos at Amazon or Branson or whoever your sort of business hero is, they all started where you are now.
Okay. Do you have a business hero?
Do I have a business hero? Well, actually, yeah, I do, I suppose. Sam Carpenter, who actually I am thrilled to bits that he has written the foreword for my book. If you haven't read his book, I really recommend it. It's called Work the System.
Right.
It's a very easy read, and it's a very personal story about taking a business that's just about to crash and burn and has been struggling for 10 or 12 years and completely turning it around. So it is one of the most profitable and expensive businesses. But Sam's in the States. I've never met him. I wanted to include a section in the book, and my publishers told me to take it out because I would never get permission. And I sent an email to Sam, info@worksystem, and said, Sam, please, can I use it? He said yes and offered to read the book. And after he'd read it, he wrote the foreword and the testimonial for me. And I'm just so thrilled.
Absolutely. Wow.
That for me is like a huge hand pat on the back, so,
right.
Which is good. So he's read it, and that's almost like the endorsement to say, actually, yeah, I'm talking sense.
I was going to say, what a fabulous endorsement. You must be really
lovely.
Proud. That's
I'm
fantastic.
So proud. So proud.
I'm fascinated by what you do. You know, I've known you for quite a while, Shirley, and I know what your skills are and how you go about doing what you do and the great things that you do with helping businesses grow. And I'm looking forward immensely to reading the book. And we're going to come back and talk about the book again in a moment.
Okay.
Because I think you've got a couple of opportunities for people to acquire the book.
Mm.
And there's also some things happening in the next week or so. But I'd also like to ask you, because, you know, there's this old saying that there's a book in everyone. And a lot of people walk around saying, you know, one day I'm going to write a book. It's not something I've ever wanted to do, because I just don't think of myself as a writer. But I know a lot of people do. So I'm interested in the process, how you felt, what it took to actually produce the book as well.
I think the really nice thing for me was, is that when I started the book, I'd been blogging for a couple of years, and I had got into the discipline of writing my blog once a week.
Mm.
And that was a good start. 400 words. That's all it is. Just write it and just get into the habit of writing. So that was the first thing for me. But I wanted to write a book, but I knew that actually I needed somebody to sit on my shoulder that would make sure that I hit the deadlines, that I focused on it, and that I didn't think I'll do that next week. So I actually got myself a writing coach, and Megan was just brilliant. Her Twitter handle is Books Expert. You can find her there or through Thought Leader Books. And I did a 12-week program with her, and for the first 4 weeks I didn't write a word. And then, wow, it was 4,000 words a week every week.
Wow.
Bang, straight in. But she was brilliant. She kept me on track. Little things like making sure I had a picture of a typical client sitting on my desk, so I was writing as if I was writing for that person.
I see. Okay.
All the time. But the best thing she said was just write.
Right. And at the end of that, although I'm sure it was quite stressful with deadlines and all the rest of it, did you enjoy the process?
I loved the writing process.
Mm.
And, you know, I was a pen and paper girl. I sat curled up on the sofa and I wrote it by hand. Because one of the things for my generation was I was never taught to type.
Right.
And so I'm a two-finger typer.
Yeah,
and I can't type without looking at the keyboard. And it's just a mess.
So you enjoyed the whole process, really?
I did. I wrote with pens and paper. And one of the key case studies that runs through the book is actually Francis and the Clipper Notebook Company, all about writing with beautiful pens and lovely paper, which is what. But then I found a fantastic app, which is called Dragon Dictation.
So yeah, I know Dragon, yeah.
But having written it, I then dictated it, and it's a bit long-winded, but I loved it.
You do get some very funny shopping lists when I do that.
Oh, yes. it's amazing what words it picks up for you.
Yeah.
But I did that, and it was fab.
So would you do it again?
I would, actually. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so, you know, the grown-up business is born, and, you know, most people that know me know that I'm a marketeer, so you never know, it might be the grown-up marketing business next door.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Cool. There's an event happening next week, I believe.
Yes, now, to celebrate the launch of the book, I've pulled together three speakers, all of who you know, I think, Paul. So we've got Tamsin Fox-Davis.
Oh, I know Tamsin.
Lovely. She's a fantastic speaker from Constant Contact. So anything and everything you want to know about email marketing, Tamsin is your girl. She's also a really great speaker.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally endorse that. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of controversy, as always, from Mr. Philip Bevan. who is now the regional director for Xero. So actually, Xero is a fantastically exciting company. That would be great. And the third speaker I have lined up is Susanna Schofield.
Oh, I know Susanna.
Who's she's director at Royal Mail.
Mm-hmm.
She, again, is a great speaker and also has a book called Mind the Gap, which is just a phenomenal way for businesses to help to work out what is really good and spot some more opportunities and discover what the problems are with that. And for all the girls that are going, Susanna has the most fantastic shoe collection I have ever seen.
Absolutely, she does. Yeah.
So she's great. So that event is Tuesday, the 4th of November. It's at 6 o'clock. And it's also at Sittingbourne Golf Club.
Wow.
So for any girls that are travelling on their own, as I do quite often, you can park right outside, so there's no problem with safety. There's a bar there. We'll have lots of cakes. Cause
apart from flying golf balls, of course.
Well, at 6 o'clock at night, probably not.
Unlikely, yes.
We shall have lots of cake for Susanna and Tamsin, certainly. And it's really, really... going to be a good fun night, I think.
Absolutely.
So, and you were going to offer a competition for this book.
Yes. Now, interestingly, I've been sponsoring the Business Bunker, so Paul's been tweeting a lot, and Jules as well, and my inbox has been absolutely jammed with so many retweets from all of your followers and stuff like that. So I'm going to give a couple of free tickets away to come to my book launch. One of those is going to go to AK Pet Services.
Oh, Adrian, well done, mate.
The other one's going to go to F Keys, because you have been super duper sharers.
You've got the dynamic duo.
Yeah, the dynamic duo. So that's Adrian Kearney of AK Pet Services.
Yeah, well done. So that's two free tickets that are winging their way to them. So
we try not to have favourites on this show, but they are stonking gentlemen.
They are super sharers.
In the general business environment in Kent, both of them do an awful lot of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's really good.
Nice. Adrian, I also have his crocodile, probably, his pet crocodile. Mm,
okay, another attraction to add to the list. Yes, okay. Another thing that I've been running is just a competition on Twitter, which is, obviously, I'd like to get hashtag grown up business sort of trending and start some start some conversations going. So anybody that can send a tweet which starts with a hashtag grown up business is, and then finish it obviously within the 140 characters. If you put the hashtag grown up business, I can track it and see what's happening. And every week for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to choose the best one, and then they'll have a free copy of the book ringing their way to them.
So there you go. We get tweeting a hashtag grown up business is, and your thoughts, ideas, views on what that is, and you stand a chance of winning a copy of Shirley's fabulous book. Fantastic.
Well, perhaps what I can do, Paul, is get you to announce the winners next next 3 or 4 Tuesdays.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that. Okay. You let me know who you want to award the book to. We will give you a shout out on the Business Bunker show, and we will coordinate that. That's not a problem at all. So get hashtagging.
It sounds a bit German there.
In that very German way, the hashtag is hashtag grown up business, all one word.
Grown up business. Hashtag grown up business. Get hashtagging. Give us a shout for your website, Twitter handle, and all that kind of stuff, so okay. And where people can get hold of a copy of the book, which is Amazon, presumably.
Actually, Amazon is incredibly good at selling books, but I also have a limited edition version, right. Which means that Amazon won't attack the price on it,
right.
Which is available through my website, which is www, or as Jules would say, 3ws.grownupbusiness.com.
Right.
You can follow me on Twitter on my usual Twitter handle, which is at CoachSME, or alternatively at GrownUpBusiness.
Fantastic. Shirley, thank you so much for that. We wish you fabulous, fabulous luck with the book. It is a great book, and I do recommend people read it. We wish you much luck with the launch party next week. Sadly, I can't be there to share it with you as I'm on this
old
radio.
I'll have a piece of cake for you.
Do, thank you, and I'll be thinking of you while you're there, and I'm working away here in a hot and dusty and noisy studio. For the moment, though, Shirley, Coach SME and author of Grown Up Business, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute
pleasure. Thanks, Paul. It's been lovely to come back. Thank you.
Cool.
I'm glad to see her nails are still long after writing all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
well, still there.
Well, a little shout out for Faye's Hair and Beauty in Lenham. Do some fabulous nails.
Go. See, that's what you get if you use a quill.
Yeah. Yeah, she's had a quill.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet, Paul Andrews.
Have we?
And Bunker listeners. And they're saying, hello, Bunker listeners. Or they're saying, Ehlen or Sehlen, because they are from Morocco. But they're living now in Whitstable.
What were they saying?
Ehlen or Sehlen.
Were they saying that?
Ehlen or Sehlen.
Were they saying that in tweet? And what's that mean in donkey cheese?
No, it's hello and welcome.
Oh, right.
Ehlen or Sehlen. So this is Alimo Restaurant. They're based in Whitstable, just under the arches as you go in. And they say, hello, Vanilla Web. Hello, Bunker. Our Christmas parties are from the 1st to the 23rd of December, three delicious courses, and we're also doing a rocking Moroccan Christmas day. Book now, and it's a little link to their website, so it's Alimo Whitstable, I think, .com off the top of my head. I'll have to go onto the link. But thank you for
that. So they're working Christmas Day, are they?
They are.
Oh.
They are.
Okay.
Just so that other people don't have to work Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
How does that work then?
What do you mean?
You've got
December
me going
the 25th.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, you mean Christmas shift
days.
Working?
I mean,
is that your little dig?
Yeah, I mean, you're going for a Moroccan Christmas dinner.
I'm not.
Oh, are you not?
No,
you're cooking it.
I have to do it at home, but what I might do is put it on for the family and nip out. I'll say I've forgotten some sprouts or something.
Okay.
I'm having a Riverford Organic Christmas.
Oh, are you?
Oh, I've got a phone number. They say, please read out the number. It's 01227 272 725, and it's Alimo Whitstable.com. Looks lovely.
We're working
a shift, Paul Andrews, on Christmas Day.
Really? We've had a tweet from Lamar's Catering.
Lamar's?
L-A-R-M-A-R-S. Lamar's Catering. They say, Vanilla Web, first time listener to the Business Bunker Show. Great listening. We are a new business in Edenbridge in Kent, and we provide mobile catering. So that's a big shout out for Lamar's Catering in Edenbridge. And thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show, and thank you for joining us.
Stopwatch Hospitality are listening in, and they go, get hashtags on the Business Berlin Bunker. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much.
And then hashtag grown up business.
Thank you, Paul Clark.
Always there with a quip, isn't he?
He is, isn't he?
He's always there.
He is always there. Yeah. Actually, he's always at Brands Hatch, but he's always there as well.
Whizzing around.
Yeah.
We've had a tweet from Snake Hips, that's at S Snake Hips, saying, love motor racing, and I think that's directed at P. Tangerines.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Snake Hips. And there's a picture of him. I'll try and get it up to show you. But there he is.
Somebody's asking for trouble.
Why, what's happening?
On the Twitter. The boys from down the pub, who are back tonight, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Have tweeted.
From babysitting.
Yeah. We're listening to the wonderfully voiced lady talk about entrepreneurship. That'll be Shirley. And they say to me, Vanilla Web, maybe you should give it a go. No, get lost.
Sorry, I've given him a copy of the book to read.
Absolutely. Oh, Ebony Allard, thank you for a mention, Vanilla Web. I'm in my sick bed, so I didn't get to listen to all the show.
Oh.
But I've got at least one inquiry already as a result of the shout-out on the show.
Excellent.
So well done, Ebony. Thank you for that. Thank you for letting us know. And let's hope you get a few more inquiries.
Are they listening in their sick bed?
No, she was saying she couldn't. She was feeling poorly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awful. Get well soon, Ebony.
Yeah. The Brownies, Business Networking. at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel, Canterbury. And it's supported and attended by the Federation of Small Business. And it's on Thursday, the 30th of October, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m, £10 a person. And you can book it by emailing manager@abbotsbartonhotel.com. Thank you. Jules, have you got any more emails?
Well, I was trying to tweet something, but I'll stop that.
I would.
And I'll read something. Digi in Kent, this is Digital in Kent. Something really exciting, they say, is happening to at the Spitfire St Lawrence Ground in Canterbury. Top Digi agency experts in SEO and pay-per-click and social media will inspire, motivate and share with you their secrets to online marketing success. You need to book now, they say, for the 4th Digital in Kent Conference and Exhibition, Perfecting Your Online Presence. It's on Thursday, the 6th of November, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And as I said, it's at St Lawrence in Canterbury. Go to www.digitalinkent.co.uk and details will be on the Kent Business Radio show.
There is a link to that event. I will be there. I will be chairing the event. So do come along and join us at the County Cricket Ground. And later on that day, I will be hot-footing it from Canterbury back to Maidstone, because in the evening is the annual general meeting at the Federation of Small Business. And that's taking place at Oakwood House Hotel, behind Mid Kent College at Oakwood Park, Tunbridge Road, on Maidstone, at 6 p.m. on November the 6th. Do come along to that. There's some important changes going on to the Federation of Small Business and the structure and how they do things, and they are exciting and very positive, and we're looking forward to that. So, Jules, how many emails you got left?
Only one, and it is quite a long one.
Is it?
So I'll speed through it. Roadshow Tour urges Canterbury small businesses to get growing. Small businesses in Canterbury are being encouraged to grow thanks to a new government-backed business tour. Get Growing, the Great British Business Roadshow, which is supported by the Department for Business, Innovation and Skills. And it'll visit Canterbury on Thursday the 20th of November. And it'll be providing advice, support and insights about growing a business from some of the country's leading small business support providers. And this tour is being led by pioneering cloud accounting company Free Agent, who provide the UK's market-leading online accounting system for small businesses and freelancers. It's also supported by high-profile service providers, including PayPal, Constant Contact, and Elance and Penelope. And delegates who attend the event taking place at the Abode will receive a range of useful information designed to help them grow their business, as well as attending interactive workshops, networking with other local small businesses and learning much more about local support available from the event's regional partners Start My Biz and Grow My Biz. So you can go to britishbusinessroadshow.co.uk, also www.freeagent.com for more info. But that is coming up pretty soon, so you need to go on to that website and find out, or look at the Kent Business Radio one.
Cool, thank you for that. We've had a tweet from Alex who says, "Whoa, I've won a prize."
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah. So he won a prize. Well done, Alex. Alex Waterston.
Congratulations.
Yeah. The Enterprising Office moves into the Enterprise Foundation Maidstone. Enterprising Office is the latest tenant to move into the Enterprise Foundation in Maidstone. Enterprising Office CIC, that's Community Information Community Interest Company, is a social enterprise that provides affordable outsourcing office administration solutions for small businesses with a focus on start-up businesses from disadvantaged groups and displaced military personnel, along with larger existing businesses, whilst at the same time providing employment opportunities for the spouses, members and ex-members of the wider UK military community. The team operates using cloud-based technology and can work from anywhere in the UK and abroad, taking their career wherever they are posted. Enterprise Office also provides training services in partnership with the Enterprise Foundation. For more information on Enterprising Office, please visit our website, which is www.enterprisingoffice.co.uk.
Nigel Jones is packing up already. Can't wait to leave the studio.
I don't blame him.
He's the thorn between two roses, though, Jules,
of course,
isn't he?
That is true. That is very true. You've run out of emails, have you, Jules?
Yeah, you can pass me one.
Sure. I've got loads now. So
I'm quite diligent. You see, I just get through mine.
You want to read that then, do you? There you go.
Got the pictures.
You can read the pictures if you like.
Sevenoaks and Tunbridge, Age UK. There's a lady and a gentleman sitting at a table. Care in Your Own Home. This is an information evening. This is actually very important. It's Thursday the 6th of November, 6 to 7. It's at the Hollybush Court, Hollybush Close, Sevenoaks. That's T for Tiger, N for Norman, 133UX. And they say, do you want to know what services are available to you or a family member to live safely at home? Hear more about it from the Age UK Independent Living Support Service and Day Services and the Terra Blue Home Care Personal Care. They say, come along, have a glass of wine and talk to the experts. It's a free event, but do reserve your place, and you can contact, I will give out the phone number in a tick. The email is office@ageuksevenoaks, spelt out S-E-V-E-N, Sevenoaks and A-N-D, Tonbridge, T-O-N, bridge.org.uk. And the phone number is 01732 454 108. So that is 6 to 7 on the Thursday the 6th of November in Sevenoaks. Care in Your Own Home information evening. That sounds like a very important one, and I shall put that in my handbag.
Fantastic. We had a tweet from Laura Burton Lawrence, who says, great guests on the show today, Grown Up Business and Pea Tangerines. 1.5 hours goes way too quickly.
Well, I saw pictures of the lovely Laura, who's very sylph-like, and she'd just had some great big huge English breakfast at a meeting, and then she was scoffing fish and chips. I don't know how she does it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've got a last-minute tweet right at the end of the show here from Home Instead. It says, Vanilla Web, please can you shout out my free dementia workshop today in Tunbridge Wells? And the details are here. And they've given me a shortened link, which I can't read. So if you follow them on the Twitter, and they are Home Instead, I-N-S-T-E-A-D, underscore T-W. Home Instead, all one word, underscore T-W. Give them a follow on the Twitter, and you can find out about their dementia workshop that's taking place today. But we're at the end of today's show.
We are.
And it just leads me to say a massive, massive thank you to our two studio guests, Mr. Nigel Jones of Purple Tangerine, Shirley Mansfield, Coach SME and business author, and best mate of Sam.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. A massive thank you to today's show sponsors, who are Get Growing and the British Business Roadshow guys, and their event on the 20th of November in at the Abode in Canterbury is well worth going to. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Serkin. Coming up later on channelradio.co.uk at 3 o'clock is Kevin Cam with the Extra Milk Show. At 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks, sporting letter from America, and everything else in between.
There's a queue forming.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock, we have the boys back. Beer, birds, balls and bands, boys down the pub. Phil and Jonathan are back.
Who's looking after the baby?
Mrs. Jonathan. Mrs. Jonathan is now on new baby duties, and Mr. Jonathan has been allowed out, and he's back on the radio with the down the pub crew at 7 o'clock tonight.
I still haven't got any details on this baby, other than it's a baby.
It's a baby. What else do you want to know?
Girl, Rose. Boy, wait.
It's Rose.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And That's the name. I wasn't saying it was a flower. The boys will be on at 7 o'clock with Down the Pub, and then at 9 o'clock, Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 handpicked new music tracks on the New Potato Show. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. I've been Paul Andrews. She's been Jill Serkin. We will be back next week.
Goodbye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.